Greg's Body Shop, Parts City Mountain View Auto Parts, The Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And now, Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
And welcome to the Kabul High School gym. We get ready for SCA basketball action as the Liberty Eagles face the Kabul Bulldogs. I'm James Hurt, in for Gary Lee. He's still under the weather a little bit, but he'll be back with you here before you know it. And he's recovering. We've got a good one tonight. Liberty coming off the big win against Cal last night. They got a 74-35 victory over the Cal Indians on heartwarming night. Good to see that take place, and good to be back in the nest. It had been a while since I had been in there, but we're in Kabul. So we are getting ready for SCA action. JV played a half, and that ended up 34-2 is the final score there. Liberty picking up the JV win. Liberty comes in to tonight's action with a 14-8 record on the season. They're averaging 58 points a game, giving up 50 points a game. Kabul comes in after a win last night over Moody with a 3-16 record. They're averaging 32 points on offense, giving up 63 points a game. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll come back with starting lineups. You're listening to Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting. A lot has changed over the
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
City. Save on your next full synthetic oil change at Parts City Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 Parts City gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $34.95. Stop by your Parts City Auto Parts store today or visit PartsCityAuto.com.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. NMLS 2180321. Company NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Kabul High School Gym. National anthem there. A couple of the Kabul cheerleaders did a great job there on the national anthem. Starters for tonight, the Liberty Eagles, same five as last night. We have Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Braden Mays, and Drayton Wells. For the Kabul Bulldogs, Bennett Montgomery, sophomore Jordan Kidner, junior Carson Long, junior Brody Norfleece, and senior Carson Lindsay. Once again, Kabul comes into the night with a 3-16 record. Liberty with a 14-8 record. This is an SCA matchup. We've only got 1 week left of the regular season until district play kicks up. Districts will start on the 24th. And so, Liberty working to try to get a high seed in the district tournament. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, and when we come back, we'll be ready for the tip-off. Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
And we're back to the Kabul High School Gym. Beautiful facility here. Perched up high above the stands. Getting ready for this one. Liberty Eagles, Kabul Bulldogs, just about ready to get underway. Drayton Wells will step into the circle. He's going to jump center with number one, Brody Norfleece. Kind of like last night. The Bulldog is going to give up about a foot here on jumping center. And we're ready to go. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Eagles. Toon all the way in, drives in, layup is good. Parker Toon with 2-0. Liberty here very early, and they're going to go into some full-court pressure right here off the bat. Kabul breaks the pressure. A 2-on-1. It's up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Eagles. And they're on the way. Here's Parker all the way in. Left-handed layup. Two more. It's 4-0. Liberty, 7.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Morfleet breaks the press again. Gets it to Lindsay. Lindsay drives down the baseline. Dishes it out to Norfleet. Norfleet being guarded by Alex Toon. Back it all the way out to the circle. Instead of screen there, he thinks about a three, but he dishes it out. Too long. Long back to Norfleet. Looking for the pass. Nice hands there. Gavin Reese with the steal. But Kabul steals it right back. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound comes down to Liberty. Here's Alex Toon for three. It's good, and he's fouled. Gonna go to the line for a four-point play. Nice shot there, Alex Toon. Three-pointer is good. That foul goes against Jordan Kinder, his first, team's first. 7-0 Liberty here early on. Alex looking to make it 8-0 with this free throw. It's no good. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Mosley swamps it out. Liberty looking to trap. He gets it down into the corner. And it's stolen by the Eagles. Another turnover there by Kabul. Parker Toon drives down the lane. He lobs it in. Shot is blocked. This time it's up and good. Drayton Wells, his first shot. Got defended there, but he got his own rebound and able to put it back up and in. 9-0 here early on. Liberty Eagles with the lead as we approach the six-minute mark here in the first quarter. Berkeley's got it on the wing. He gets it over to Kidner. Eagles in a zone. Kintner's got it. The long three. Hits nothing, but they get the rebound. Kicks it back out to Kintner. Now he's got it to Norfleet. Norfleet, left-handed dribble. Looking somewhere to go. Cross court. Here's a three. It's up. It's good. Then it's Montgomery. Gets the ball on the board with the 44. 5.5 minutes to go with a 9-3 here early on. Alex Toon dishes it to Parker. Parker for three. It's good. Parker, 7 points here early on. It is 12-3. Liberty with the lead. 5:18 left. We've got a timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break. Liberty leads. We'll be back in 1 minute.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Welcome back to Cabool High School Gym. Liberty Eagles, Cabool Bulldogs hooked up in a FCA matchup. Liberty leads this one 12-3, 5:18 left to go here in the first quarter. Cabool inbounds it. Norfleet gets across the timeline. So the screen at the top. He's going to take a three. It's no good. Rebound, Gavin Reese, but he's going to get fouled on the push there. I believe they're going to call that on number 12. That's Joshua Leonard, freshman into the game. That's his first foul. Team second foul. We approach the 5 minute mark. All Liberty so far. Parker King's got it on the wing. Gets it out top. Gavin over to Alex Toon for three. It's no good. Rebound batted around, comes down to Kabul. Norfleet brings it across. Looking for somewhere to go with it. He gets it all the way across. They work it down low. Up, no good on the shot by Leonard. Another rebound by the Eagles. Parker gets it out to Gavin. Gavin in the corner. Three-pointer up and no good by May, but Liberty comes down with the offensive rebound, resets the offense. Reese has got it into the corner. Parker Toon for three. Oh, yeah. He's feeling it tonight. 10 points here in the first quarter for Parker Toon, and it's 15-3 Liberty Eagles with the lead as we approach the four-minute mark. Almost played half of the first quarter, 15-3 Liberty with the lead. Norfleet and Kittner kind of playing catch out here by the volleyball line. Taking their time, looking for a shot. Whips it all the way down to Kittner. It's good from the baseline. Jordan Kittner gets on the board, and it's 15-5. Liberty with a 5-point lead. 3:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Alex Toon gets it to Parker Toon. All the way across court, almost thrown away, but Gavin saves it. Gets it down low. Drayton went for the dunk. Slipped out of his hands, but he still made it. 4 points for Drayton Wells. 3:20 left to go here in the first quarter. 17-5. Eagles lead the Bulldogs. Norfleet throws it. It's picked off by Mays. All the way down in the corner to Toon. Here's the three-pointer. See, that was Gavin off the glass. 4-3. And it's 20-5. Liberty leading inside of 3 minutes here in the first quarter. I was blocked there for just a second on the shot, so I had to wait to see him put it up on the scoreboard. But that was Gavin Reese off the board. Banks in, three-pointer, put Liberty up 15. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. DeBoer works it around. Kempner's got it, loses the ball. They're asking for help here. They'll say it stays with the Bulldogs. Landon Hines checks in. And Gavin Reese checks out. Kempner going to inbound it under his own goal. Gets it out front to Norfleet. Here's a three. It's good. Brody Norfleet with his first 3 points. It's 20-8. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Hines gets it to Parker Toon. Parker to Alex. Alex thought about three. Drives in. Puts up a shot. Gets fouled with a call. Offensive rebound, Drayton Wells. And he puts it back up and in. Drayton's got a six foul here early on, 22-8. Eagles with the lead inside of 2 minutes. And Kabul wants to talk about it. Find out if this is a full or a 30. It's a 30-second timeout. That's what we'll take. Eagles lead 22-8. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Eagle basketball on Fox 96.9.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Welcome back to the Kabul High School gym. Get an opportunity to visit with Casey from Casey's Tree Service this afternoon. If you need any tree work done, highly recommend. Good people, the best in the business. Kabul's got it. North Fleece being guarded by Toon. They swing it around to the wing. That's Leonard. He gets it down low. Step through. Nice step through there by Carson Lindsay. He's the lone senior on the team, and Kabul pulls within 12, 22-10. Liberty with the lead. Alex works it around to Parker, and we've got to have a double dribble. Going to be a turnover on the Eagles as Landon Hines lost the handle on the ball there a little bit. Picked it up and ended up double dribbling. Number 15, Carson Long checks out of the game. Norfleet's got it. He gets it down low. They kick it out. Here's a three-pointer put up by Kinder. No good. Rebound comes down to Parker Toon, and he's on the run behind the back dribble. He gets it out, and they throw it away. Tried to get it to Hines in the corner for the open three. He could not handle it. Out of bounds. 1 minute left to go here in the first quarter. 22-10, Liberty with the lead. Kintner brings it across, gets it over to Norfleet. Norfleet being guarded tightly by Hines. He swings it over to Lindsay. Lindsay looking somewhere to go with it. He gets it back up to Kintner. We're down to 35 seconds. Norfleet gets it over to Montgomery. Montgomery back to Norfleet. Nice ball movement. No shot. Good closeout defense by Drayton Wells. DeBoer with a good movement there with the ball. Josiah Leonard with his first two, and it's 22-12 as we come to 15 seconds here in the first quarter. Alex Toon's got it at the top of the key. Gets it to Parker on the wing. Parker over. They get it down low. Nice ball movement. Up and in. That's Braden May for two. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Liberty Eagles leading the Kabul Bulldogs 24-12. We're back in 1 minute with the second quarter. Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
And welcome back to the Rural High School Gym. At the end of one, 24-12, Liberty with the lead over Cabool. Cabool gets the ball here to start the second quarter. Northleys has it, gets it to Kintner. Kintner, choosing something to go with it, left-handed dribble. Picks up the defensive lead by Alex, too. He gets it down free throw line and dish it out. There's Northleys, thought about the three, and dribbles in. He's going to get it back out to Leonard. Leonard spins it out front, too long. Long back to Northleys. Crossover dribble, gets it to Long. Long being guarded by Alexson. He gets it over to Kenner. Being guarded closely there, and it's a steal by Landon Hines. There's a one-hander trying for the alley-oop. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Alex soon. Here's a three for Parker. It's good. Parker has got 13 now on the game, and Liberty extends their lead 27-12. 15-point lead here inside 7 minutes left to go in the first half. The Bulls with the ball. Northleys has it. Stripped away by Alex Toon. That's their fifth turnover. And Liberty comes up. Parker, they swing it around the horn there. Alex has got it. He's going to dribble it back up front. Gets it to Parker Toon. Toon to Mays. Here's Parker. Thought about the three. He dishes it out to Alex for three. It's good. Alex Toon with his second three-pointer of the night. He's got six, and it's 30-12. Eagles with the lead here in the second quarter. And there is almost a steal, but it stopped out of bounds by Braden Mays. Mays and Parker Toon going to check out of the game. Cooper Holden and Gavin Reese check in for the Eagles. Kinder triggers it into Norfleet. Norfleet gets it over to Long. Back to Norfleet. Gets it over to Kinder, being guarded by Gavin. Get it at the top of the key to Norfleet. He takes the shot. Free throw line. Banker is good. Brody Norfleet, he's got five now on the night. 30-14, Liberty with the lead, 5 minutes, 35 seconds left. Gavin gets it out to Mays. And it's stolen. Fourth turnover on Liberty. Cabool all the way down. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound by Cabool. Put back up and in. Josiah Leonard, he's got four now. And it is 30-16, Liberty with a 14-point lead. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left to go. Cooper Holden's got it. He gets it to Gavin. Reese gets it to Alex, too. Alex back to Gavin. Back over to Cooper Holden. He's going to bring it back out front. Gets it to Alex, too. Gavin gets it to Hines in the corner. Back to Gavin Reese. Reese gets it to Alex, too, for three. It's good. That's 9 for Alex now, and it's 33-16, Liberty with the lead, 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the first half. Kentner's got the ball. He gets it to Leonard. Leonard back to Norfleece. Norfleece dribble. Looking somewhere to go with it. He gets it to Kenton. And there's a steal by Gavin Reese. All the way down. Layup. No good. Offensive rebound. Toon gets it and puts it back in. Liberty now up 35-16 as we approach the halfway point of quarter number two. There's 4 minutes left to go. Kubel gets the ball down into the corner. He gets it back out on the wing to Norfleece. Norfleece looking for the screen. He walks it through. Kubel controls it. Kintner from the corner for three. No good. Rebound. Kubel puts back up and in. That was number 10, Carson Lindsay, with the bucket. He's got four, and it's 35-18, 3.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Hines gets it to Reese. Reese to Alex Toon for three again. No good this time. Rebound. Rallied around, but it's just up by Kubel. And we've got a travel. Another turnover on the Bulldogs. That's their seventh. Eagles will take it out on the sideline, leading 35-18, 3 minutes 16 seconds left to go in the first half. Alex Toon comes across the timeline, gets it to Gavin Reese. Reese tries to get it down to Dream Wells, but it's defended. Reese recovers. Cooper gets it to Alex Toon. They get it back to Wells. Wells down low. He's in. That's eight for Drayton tonight. He's having a good first half here. We're inside of 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 50 seconds to be exact. 37-18, Liberty. A little more than doubled up Kubel so far. Drive all the way down the lane. Wild shot put up. No good. And they're going to say off of Wells. I believe that was off of Lindsay. But they're going to give the ball back to the Bulldogs. Drayton is going to get a break here, as well as Alex Toon. Parker Toon is back in, along with Brayden Mays. Kintner looks to trigger it in. All the way back into the backcourt. That's Carson Long. Long gets it down into the corner, and they reset their offense. Montgomery over Kintner. Back out to Long at the top of the key. Almost a steal by Parker Toon. They work it down in the corner. Here's a baseline runner. No good. Rebound volleyed around. Comes down to the Liberty Eagles. Reese going to bring it up the floor. Gets it to Parker Toon. Here's another three put up. It's off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound, but it's stolen. Kintner all the way down. No good. Rebound comes down to the Eagles. Running one-hander won't fall for Hines, and the rebound comes down to Kubel. Liberty leaving this one 37-18, a minute 40 seconds left to go in the first half. Kind of looks a little bit like the game last night, and Liberty come out just absolutely on fire in the first quarter, scoring 30 points to put Couch away. There's nice hands by Cooper Holden as he knocks the ball away, but it is recovered by Lindsay. Lindsay, left-handed dribble, works it down. Nice pass down inside, but he can't get the shot off. Kintner's got it, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Parker Toon pokes that one away, but it's going to stay with the Bulldogs. A minute, 12 seconds left in the first half. 37-18. Liberty with the lead. It stayed at this score for a little while now. Kinder's going to have to hurry up and get it in. He does. Lindsay's got it, and he's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to call Landon Hines with the foul there. That's his first. That's the team's first here in the second quarter. Not been many whistles tonight so far. 37-18 Eagles, minute 9 seconds left. Kintner gets it into the corner. Here's a three-pointer put up. It's no good. Rebound comes down. Scramble for the ball. Kubel got it back. Gavin with the interception there. Another turnover for Kubel. We're inside of a minute. You got 50 seconds left. Here's Gavin Reese for a three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. The Bull comes down. We've got 40 seconds left to go. Parker's going to get a reach foul there. That's going to be his first, team's second, 37-18, 38 and a half seconds left to go here in the first half. Montgomery triggers it into Kintner. Looks like Kabul may be content to try to play for the last shot. They're not getting in any hurry here. Lindsay's got the ball. He gets it to Long. Long swings it around to Leonard. Leonard back out to Kintner, being guarded real tightly there by Holden. Ball's on the floor. It just keeps rolling around. The Bull gets it. And there's a layup by Carson Lindsay at the buzzer. And that's going to do it for the first half. Liberty leads this one 37-20 over the Kabul Bulldogs. We'll be back in 3 minutes with first half stats. Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Built to work, born to play, the Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey factor makes for you.
We need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Looks like things aren't going to turn out too bad whenever it comes to the winter weather over tonight. However, I will say we might have some more in store for us this weekend and maybe next week. Dan in the Weather Center. Tonight's low, 32 degrees. Tomorrow's high, 37 with a low of 19. Thursday, looking like 34 with a low of 18. And Friday, not too bad. High of 42, low of 36. More details at OzarkRadioNews.com.
Welcome back to the Kabul High School Gym. We're at halftime. Liberty leads Kabul 37-20. Leading scorer for the Eagles, Parker Toons, got 13 in the first half. Alex Toons got 11. Drayton Wells has 8. Gavin Reese with 3. Brayden Mays has 2. Bennett Montgomery for Kabul's got 3. Jordan Kintner with 2. Brody Norfleece, he's got 5. Carson Lindsey has 6. And Josiah Leonard has 4. Liberty outscored the Bulls 24-12 in the first quarter. They outscored them 13-8 in the second quarter. So that gives them the 37-20 lead. Now, there towards the second quarter, Liberty had a few unforced errors. And, you know, sometimes with a big lead like this in a game, you can kind of lose focus. So hopefully they'll come out in the second half like they did last night, put up a big quarter, put this one away, get the turbo clock into play for the fourth quarter. We'll see how that goes. We've got just under 6 minutes left to go here in halftime. So we'll take a 2-minute break and we'll come back with more of the halftime show. Liberty Eagles basketball on Fox 96.9.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Welcome back. It's halftime. Liberty with a 37-20 lead over the Cabool Bulldogs here in SCA action. I'm James Hurt. I'm in for Gary. Gary's been under the weather, so you got me for another night. But Gary hopefully will be back for the next matchup coming up later on in the week. Liberty Eagles basketball is here right on the Fox 96.9. Glad to have you along with us. We're getting close to the second half. We'll take 2 more minutes of a break, and we'll be back with that second half. Liberty, 37-20 lead over the Cabool Bulldogs in FCA basketball action. Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Our
Parts City.
Save on your next full synthetic oil change at Parts City Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 Parts City gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $34.95. Stop by your Parts City Auto Parts store today or visit PartsCityAuto.com.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468-546. NMLS 218-0321. Come to NMLS 227-262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Welcome back to the Kabul High School Gym as we're getting ready to start the second half. Liberty with a 37-20 lead over the Kabul Bulldogs. I'm James Hurt. Dylan Groves back at the station keeping us on the air. Appreciate him producing. So Liberty's going to get the ball first. They're going to be going right to left on your radio dial. Liberty tonight wearing the red road uniforms. Blue letters and numbers trimmed in white Kabul, and the home whites trimmed in blue letters and blue numbers. Robin Reese with the ball. He gets it down in the corner to Parker. Parker goes up. It's good. Parker, too, now has 15, and Liberty's got a 39-20 lead. And Liberty going to trap a little bit. Norfleet all the way across the court. Thought about the shot. Here's Norfleet. Fleece for three. It's no good. Rebound Drayton Wells. They get tied up. And that is going to be the Bulls' vault on alternating possessions. 39-20, 7 minutes, 22 seconds left here in the third quarter. Carson Long checks out. Josiah Leonard checks in for the Bull. Norfleet gets the ball. It's tipped. It's recovered by Long. Norfleet gets it down low. Leonard gets it back out to Montgomery. Montgomery all the way across court to Kintner, almost stolen by Parker Toon. There's a running one. Kintner has four now. And it's 39-22, 7 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Reese gets it to Toon in the corner for three. Off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound. And going to be fouled. Drayton Wells got the offensive board, went back up with it. And he got fouled. 6 minutes, 52 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Liberty with a 17-point lead. Drayton Wells set to go to the line to shoot two. That foul is called on Josiah Leonard. That's his second. That's the first team foul. First free throw is up and good for Drayton Wells. He's got nine, looking to move into double figures. Montgomery checks out. Long checks back in for the Bulldogs. Second free throws up. It's also good. Two for two from the line for Drayton Wells. And he's got 10. Third Eagle in double figures. Liberty with a 10 full court pressure now. Norfleet has got it. He gets it down low, throws it away. Turnover on Kabul, first of the second half. 41-22, Liberty with the lead. 6 minutes, 40 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Alex Toon gets it across. Gavin Reese, they get it down in the corner. Parker Toon for three more, and no good. He gets his own rebound, gets it down to Wells. Wells goes up strong and puts it up and in. Another offensive rebound there for the Eagles. Here's a tip ball, and Eagles control. Gavin Reese has got it. He gets it to Parker Toon, to Alex in the corner. Alex gets it out front to Gavin Reese. Reese over to Parker Toon. Thought about the three. Drives in. Gets it to Wells. Wells kicks it out to Reese. Alex Toon for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Morfleece. Spin move at the top of the key. Ball fake. He tries to put it in. Oh, what a shot. Cody Morfleece down the right-hand side of the lane. Circus shot, and it falls. Alex Toon's got it at the top of the key. He gets it down to Mays. Mays in the corner to Gavin Reese. Reese back out to Mays at the top of the key. Gets it to Parker, too. Parker back. He gets the ball back. Gets it over to Alex Toon in the corner. Thought about the three. Gets it back to Reese. Reese gets it down low. They get it to Wells. He's going up. It's in. And the foul. Let's see. All right. That's going to be two more. Yep, they count the basket. So nice night for Drayton Wells. He's got six here in the third quarter, 14 on the game. Number 2 minute, Montgomery checks back in. Josiah Leonard checks out for Cabool. 45-24, Liberty with the lead. Drayton Wells looking to complete the three-point play, and it's off the rim. No good. Cabool with the board. They break the pressure, but Liberty picks it off. Here's Alex Toon with a layup. Nice assist by Parker Toon. Alex has got 13 now. Looks like we got a timeout on the floor. Liberty extends their lead 47-24. We're going to see if this is a full or it looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll take one as well. Liberty Eagles basketball on the clock. 96-9.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
And we're back to Cabool High School Gym. Liberty with a 47-24 lead over the Cabool Bulldogs. 5 minutes, 15 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Cabool walks it up. Norfleece gets it across the timeline. Kendrick's got it. He bounces it down low. Too long. Long drives down the baseline. Gets it out to Norfleece. Back to Kendrick. Made that extra pass. Nice shot. Jordan Kendrick. He's got seven now on the night, so that was nice ball movement by the Bulldogs. Alex has got it, throws it away, and here comes the Bulldogs once again. Oh, big block, Drayton Wells. Norfleece went in, big block by Wells, but I believe it's going to be inbound. So I thought they had called a foul there, but it's just out of bounds. Nice game tonight so far by Drayton. He's got 13. Parker's leading the Eagles. All scores with 15. And Alex Toon has got 13. Gavin Reese with 3. And Brayden Mays with 2. So all 5 starters in the scorebook. They've done all the scoring for Liberty as they've got a 20-point lead here in the third quarter. Once again, pretty good ball movement by Cabool. Shot put up and in. That's number 10, Carson Lindsay. He's got 8 now. And it is an 18-point Liberty lead. Alex Toon's got it. He gets it out to Parker at the top of the key. Free throw line to Mays. Tries to get it down to Drayton. It's tipped. Adam Bowen's going to stay with the Eagles. 4 minutes, 6 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Liberty would like to get on a roll here and extend that out and get the turbo clock going. There's a shot by Parker Toon. No good. He gets his own rebound. Alex Toon for 3. It's good. Alex has got 16 now. They go into full court pressure. Gavin's got it. Oh, they're going to say it was out of bounds. Ball was right there on the line. Gavin couldn't reel it in before it went out of bounds. So it's going to stay with the Bulldogs. Kentner to trigger it in. He gets it to Norfleece. Norfleece being guarded by Mays. Crossover dribble. He's going to put up a 3. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Parker Toon. Bethune gets it down to Alex soon. Back out to Parker. Parker back to Alex at the top of the key for another three. Off the rim, no good. Parker with the rebound. Putback attempt, it's no good, but he's going to go to the line. That foul is going to be called on Carson Long. That's his first foul. That's the third team foul in the third quarter. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. Parker shoots first of two. It's off the rim, goes around, no good. He gets one more chance at it. Liberty with a 21-point lead. It is 50 to 29. The Bulls done a good job of moving the ball tonight. They are not far from their season average on points. Second one's up. It's no good. And rebound off of Kabul out of bounds. Liberty will keep the ball. Alex Toon's got 16 now. Parker's got 15. Drayton Wells with 14. Alex gets the ball into Parker. Nice turnaround jumper. It's good. Parker's got 17 on the night now, and Liberty extends their lead to 23. It's 52-29, 3 minutes and 10 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Northeast gets it over to the freshman, Leonard. They look it around to Kentner. Top of the key, being guarded tightly. There's a steal by Parker Toon. He drives all the way down the lane, left into the layup. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Kabul, and they're on the run. Kentner, crossover dribble. He loses control. Gavin gets it, hands it off to Alex too, and Alex runs it up. He's going to go all the way in, dishes it out to Parker for three. It's off the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. Back to Alex, gets it to Drayton. Drayton going to get fouled, I believe. Nope, they're calling 3 seconds in the lane. Well, I could not tell you the last time I have seen that called. It has kind of been a thing of the past, but they get him. 4 3 seconds in the lane. That's going to be a turnover on the Eagles. And we're approaching 2.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Liberty with a 23-point lead. It's 52-29. Northwest has got the ball. Double key. He swings it over to Lindsay. Lindsay out to Leonard. Leonard at the top of the key. Brings it to Northwest. Northwest brings it back out to the top. Crossover dribble. About loses it. Picks up his dribble. He gets it too long. Long works it down inside to Lindsay. Lindsay back out to Northwest. Another reset. Liberty went into a man-to-man there. Oh, rejection by Parker Toon. But Kabul gets the ball back. Kentner being guarded by Gavin Reese. Between the legs dribble. Goes to his right there, looking for somewhere to go with it. He finds Leonard in the corner. Leonard works it down low. Kabul gets it. And back out to Northwest. All the way down the lane. Nice dish to Leonard. He puts it up in, and he's going to go to the line to the three-point play. Josiah Leonard, the freshman, he's got 6 now on the night. 52-31, Eagles with the lead. Minute and 35 seconds left to go here in the third quarter as Josiah Leonard goes to the line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Here's the shot is put up, and it rims around no good. Rebound comes down to Gavin Reese. Gavin brings it across the timeline, gets it down in the corner to Alex Toon for three, off the front of the rim, no good. Kabul with the board. Norfleet brings it across, puts it down into the corner. Gets it to Kentner. Here's a three put up, and it's good. Jordan Kentner with 8 here in the quarter. He's in the double figures with 10, and that's an 18-point Liberty lead as we approach a minute left. 52-34, Eagles. Alex has got it in the corner for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Gavin Reese. Barker's got it top of the key for 3. No good. Offensive rebound, Drayton Wells. He gets it blocked, got fouled, but no call. Liberty's done a good job on the offensive boards tonight. Kabul's got the ball back. Kentner's got it. He puts up another 3. It's off the rim. No good. Offensive rebound by Kabul. Shot was deflected. Drayton Wells with the rebound. Parker Toon's got it. Free throw line. Gets into the line. Dishes it down shot no good by Mays. And Cabool comes down with the rebound. 52-34 as we approach 15 seconds left. Norfleece has got it at the top of the key. Looks somewhere to go with it. Gets it over to Kentner. Kentner being guarded by Reese. Left-handed dribble. Crossover. 3-2-1 shot put up. Off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Liberty. And that's the end of the third quarter. 52-34 Eagles with the lead. We're going to the fourth quarter. It's Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
And we're back to Cabool High School gym. Liberty leading Cabool 52-34 as we go to the final 8 minutes of this SCA contest. Cabool came in with a 3-16 record. Liberty 14-8 after their win over Couch last night. Liberty's going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Alex Toon brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Hines, back to Toon. Mays gets it. Alex got it. He gets it down low to Gavin. They get it to Drayton. Here's a three by Alex. It's good. Alex has got 19 now in the night. It's 55-34. Liberty had quite a few good looks there in the third quarter, but last night they were all falling in the third quarter. Tonight they had a few misses there. That's all right. This thing started off well here in the fourth quarter. Here's a shot put up off the rim. No good. Drayton Wells with the rebound. And Liberty brings it back down. Alex Toon gets it to Gavin. Gavin to Mays for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. But offensive rebound again. Mays with the rebound. It was Hines with the shot. Drayton goes up strong, but he's fouled. He's going to go to the line for two more. 55-34, Eagles with the lead, 7 minutes, 1 second left to go in the contest. Liberty, a 21-point lead. Drayton's had a good night. He's got 14, looking to make it 15 here, and it's no good. One more chance. Eagles have struggled a little bit from the line tonight. They're 2-for-7. Make that 2-for-8. And Drayton misses both ends of the free throw. Liberty goes into full court pressure. Cabool does a good job of breaking it. Kentner's got it at the wing. He's being guarded by Gavin. He gets it out front to Norfleece. Norfleece gets it down into the corner to Leonard. Leonard all the way across the court. It's a turnover. Liberty's got it. Allen's got it in the corner. Gets it down to Mays. Drayton's got it in the lane. Nice dish. Gavin Reese up and in for two. Gavin's got five on the night. We've got a timeout on the floor. Liberty leads 57-34. 6 minutes, 28 seconds left to go in this one. We're back in 1 minute. Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The anchor.
And we're back. Getting back underway. The Bull breaks the press to get it to Kintner. And she got it at the top of the key. And guarded by Alex Toon. And they're going to get Alex for a blocking foul, I believe. That's going to be Alex's first foul. First team foul here in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes, 13 seconds left. 57-34. Liberty with the lead. Bull triggers it in. Montgomery gets it to Kintner. Back to Montgomery. And it's a stolen. Here comes Liberty. All the way in for the layup. No good, but he's going to be fouled. Good strong move there. I'm Braden Mays. Gets it all the way to the rim. He gets shot ball, but he's going to get close to the line for two shots. 5 minutes, 58 seconds left to go in this one. Liberty, 57-34 over Kabul. Mays' first free throw is up. It rims in. He's got 3 points on the night. Ball hit off the front of the rim and then just kind of dipped over. Parker Toon checks back in. Gavin Reese checks out. Yeah, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Braden Mays, Drayton Wells, and Landon Hines on the floor for the Eagles. 5:58 left. Second free throw is up. It is also good. That's a nice shooter's roll. Braden's got four now. And it's 59-34, 25-point Eagle lead. Almost a walk by Norfleet there. He gets it to Lindsay. Lindsay, last hand to dribble, swings in, and gets it back out to Norfleet. Back to Lindsay. Left hand to dribble all the way down the lane, up and no good. Liberty comes down with the rebound. Almost thrown away and now stolen, and Norfleet get a wide open layup, and it's good. He's got nine now on the night. Yeah, it's 59-36 as we approach 5 minutes left to go in the game. Alex Toon wants it up. He gets it to Parker for three. Oh, yeah. Parker Toon with another three-pointer. That's four for him on the night. He's got 20 now. Norfleet gets across the timeline. Crossover dribble all the way down the lane. He dishes it off. Josiah Leonard. He's got eight now. As he gets the nice assist there from Norfleet. Here's a three put up. Off the rim. No good by Toon. Parker Toon. And it's going to be off of Landon Hines. They say Kabul will take the ball over. 62-38. Liberty with a 24-point lead, 4 minutes, 41 seconds left to go in this one. Norfleet gets it over the timeline to Kintner. Oh, and we're going to have, yeah, we got an offensive foul on a moving screen there on Josiah Leonard. That's going to be Josiah's third foul, the team's third. 4 minutes, 33 seconds left in regulation. 62-38, Liberty with the lead. Alex Toon walks it up. He gets it down in the corner. It's a shot up. No good. Hines tried to hit the three from the corner, but he didn't get it. We got a stoppage in play here. We're going to have a foul on Parker Toon. It's going to be his second. That's the team's second. Titus Jester checks into the game for the first time tonight for Landon Hines. Norfleet has got it. He gets it across to Kintner. Kintner on the wing. Drives in, walks. Okay, yeah, they got it. I was beginning to think they weren't going to call the walk there for a minute. A little late whistle, but they got it. 62-38 Liberty. In control of this one, 4 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in regulation. Alex gets it to Parker. Parker back to Alex for three. It's good. Alex has got 6 threes on the night. 22 points, 11 in each half so far, 65-28. They're going to get Alex for a reach there. He tried to poke the ball away from Northleys. Really his second, team's third. Brian Thompson checks into the game, as does Cooper Holden. Let's see who else is out there. Roger Hafner checks into the game as well. So Parker Tan's the only starter we got in there. Gets some youngsters in there getting some playing time. It's going to be a foul on Thompson, I believe, as number 10, Carson Lindsay, got down low, tried to put it up, got fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. 65-38 Liberty with the lead. 3 minutes, 34 seconds left to go in this one. First throw for Lindsay is up, and it's good. Carson's got 9 now on the night. Second one's up. It's also good. Second Bulldog into double figures. 65-40. Parker Chain's got the ball. He kicks it out. They get it down in the corner to Hafner. Back to Parker. Ball's on the floor. And they call, yep, they call a jump ball there. As Parker got tied up, alternating possession is going to go to the Bulldogs. 3:22 left to go in this one. Liberty up 65-40. Leonard's got the ball on the wing. He gets it down low. They get a nice pass down to Kinder. It's up. It's good. He gets fouled. He's going to go to the line. That's 10 here in the second half for Jordan Kintner. He's got 12 on the game. 65-42. They're going to get Titus Jester with his first foul. That's the fourth team foul. Parker Toon's going to check out. Landon Hines checks back in. Here's a free throw. It's up and it's good. Jordan Gittner's had a really nice second half. And it's 22-point lead now for the Eagles, 65-43. Chester's got it. Swings it around to Hafner. Back to Jester. Gets it down low to Thompson. He puts it up. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Kabul. To get across the timeline, Gittner. Taking Jester off the dribble. He kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer put up. It's up. It's no good. That was Lindsay with a three-pointer. It's off of Kabul. Liberty will get the ball. And Kabul's going to empty their bench now. 2 minutes, 37 seconds left to go in this one. There we go. Abel Warwick, Kobe Siegler, checking the numbers here. Bryce Steelers riding along. There's a three-pointer by Titus Jester. He nails the three, 68-43, back to a 25-point Liberty Eagles lead. Beeler's got it. He gets it, swings around to Warwick. Cross over to him. This Kabul team is very young, so here in a few years, maybe something to watch, because just one senior, two juniors. The rest are freshmen and sophomores. There's a turnover. Jester all the way down to the layup. He puts it up and in. Jester's got five here really quick. 27-point Liberty Eagle lead. A minute, 40 seconds left to go in regulation. Nice hands there by Hines as he deflects the ball out of bounds, but it goes off of the Kabul defender. And Liberty going to take back over. 70-43. It's but Easton's Motherman getting ready to check in. Nice shot landed in the Hines from way downtown. Three Warner, and Liberty is up 30. Minute, 20 seconds left to go here in this one. And there's almost a steal. Cooper Holding getting in the passing lane. Landon Hines going to check out. Easton Smotherman checks into the game. Cool gets it into the backcourt. That's Warwick. Crossover dribble there. Being guarded really tightly by Jester. Trapped in the corner. Nowhere to go with it. And they got a timeout there to keep from the turnover. 52.8 seconds left to go. We got a full timeout, so we'll take a one-minute break, and we're back with the final 52.8. Liberty leads by 30. Liberty with basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
And we're back, Eagles with the ball. Cooper Holden's got it. He gets it out to Titus Jester. Down to the last 25 seconds. Liberty just kind of dribbling it out here. Hafner's got the ball. He's going to run to Smotherman. Smotherman back out to hold it. Down to 12. At 8 seconds, and that's going to be your final. 73-43 as Liberty dribbles this one out. They get the 30-point victory over the Cabooly Bulldogs. 73-43 is your final. Be back in 2 minutes with your scoring. Liberty Eagles basketball. Liberty wins this one on the Fox 96.9.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Built to work. Born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The Anchor is open, so no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Welcome back to the Kabul High School gym. Liberty wins this one 73-43 over the Kabul Bulldogs in SBA play. For Kabul, they were led by Jordan Kintner, sophomore, scored 13. Senior Carson Lindsay scored 10. Junior Brody Northlees scored 9. Freshman Josiah Leonard, he had 8. And sophomore Bennett Montgomery had 3. For the Liberty Eagles, they were led by Alex Toon. Alex had 22, including, let's see here, 6 three-pointers. So he had 22. Parker had 20. Drayton Wells with a good night tonight. He had 14. Gavin Reese chipped in 5. Braden Mays had 4. Landon Hines, 3. And Titus Chester, 5 there at the end in the fourth quarter. Liberty wins this one 73-43. We'll be back Friday night as Liberty will play the Houston Tigers. That one, I believe, slated for 7:30, and that is at Houston. So Liberty will be on the road to Houston. Gary, I think we'll be back with you for that one. And then next week, next Tuesday night, they travel to Dent County to face the Salem Tigers. Then the regular season will conclude with a home game on the 21st, and that is against Thayer. Liberty wins this one 73-43. For Dylan Groves back in the studio, I'm James Hurt. We'll see you next time. Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Part City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division.